Now, the worship of Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in Avon, New York. Reverend Mia Richardson, pastor. Welcome to worship with the Avon United Methodist Church.
Good morning. My name is Kim Farrell, and I am the pastor here at this church, and it is my pleasure to welcome you all to this very festive and exciting Sunday morning worship featuring the legend of the Fiesta. We are so excited to have you here, and in case any others need seats, we have a few more right up front, and there may be more to the sides as well, so please come. After this service, we are holding a special reception in honor of all of the participants and their families of the Fiesta. So please be sure to join us right downstairs. And now at this time, take a moment and sense the presence of God and the presence of joy as we listen to Mark's music on the piano. May we worship God and experience God's presence anew this morning. May we stand in body or in spirit for our call to worship. Tell the timid to take heart.
The Lord God will come.
We will wait for the Lord as we wait for the new day.
Our God shall come to us.
Shall we sing? pray together.
Gracious God, you are the giver of every good and perfect gift. You show us mercy and offer your forgiveness to us. Thank you for loving us and setting us free to worship you. Give us your compassion and love to share with others. We pray in the name of Christ our Lord. Amen.
Good morning. Our scripture is Proverbs 22, verses 1 through 6. A good reputation and respect are worth much more than silver and gold. The rich and the poor are all created by the Lord. When you see trouble coming, don't be stupid and walk right into it. Be smart and hide. Respect and serve the Lord. Your reward will be wealth, a long life, and honor. Crooks walk down a road full of thorny traps. Stay away from there. Teach your children right from wrong. And when they are grown, they will still do right. May God add his blessing to these words.
Let us pray. God, our Creator, you know us. You know our greatest joys and our deepest sorrows. You know our regrets, our fears, our hopes, and our dreams. You love us. Draw near to those who need you today. We wish that everyone would have enough to eat, safe places to live, and hope for the future. Use us this morning to bring about your ideals for our world, for hope and peace and joy and love for everyone. We pray all of this in the name of Christ our Savior, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Small village in Mexico, where for hundreds of years the townspeople have celebrated Las Posadas. Beginning on December 16th, the people in this village, as in many villages all over Mexico, travel through streets each evening searching through a shelter, a posada. They become Los Peregrinos, or pilgrims who reenact the Christmas story. The travelers are turned away at the first two homes, but they are welcomed into the third, where the family pretends to be innkeepers.
This is Alicia's favorite time of year. She hurries to finish her chores each of the 9 days of Las Posadas so that she can take part in the festivities each evening.
Tonight, her family's casita was chosen to be the first stop for Los Peregrinos.
Padre! Padre! I see the people getting close, holding their farolitos. Come quickly, they're starting to sing their songs.
My little one.
Maybe tonight you'll be the lucky one to break open the piñata.
On this night, the party began with the children cutting out papel picada, colorful tissue paper flags, which were hung to decorate the room.
Alicia and her friends ate buñuelos, their favorite thin and crispy Mexican dessert.
And don't forget the galletas, those yummy sugar cookies.
Throughout the evening, everyone danced and sang charming villancicos, their favorite Christmas songs.
The children even got to crack cascaronas, eggshells filled with confetti, over the heads of their friends.
It looks like we have jewels in our hair.
But finally, the moment arrived to break open the piñata. One by one, the children were blindfolded, turned around in a circle, and given a chance to swing the stick at the hanging star.
Come play with me.
last, the piñata was broken open and all sorts of surprises spilled out. The children rushed to find a treasure or two.
Look, we found a little toy.
I found some peanuts. Yum.
Wow, look at all the candy.
Hey, I found lots of it. Is there anyone who didn't get something? I'm happy to share.
Take some home for your brothers and sisters, Alicia. They'll love it.
Yes, they certainly will. Thank you, everybody.
As the party came to a close, Alicia and her friends gathered together to talk about the gifts they were preparing to put under the tree for the Noche Buena celebration of the night.
Wait till you see. I've just finished carving out a little wooden toy.
I made a doll this year out of a dress that we outgrow.
And I gathered a basket of fruit for the plaza.
Alicia, what gift are you going to put under the tree?
I really don't know. I just don't know yet.
Alicia was sad, for she truly had not thought of anything to give.
Her family was not well off. With so many younger siblings, everything she did have was treated with care so that it could be handed down later.
Her older cousin Celia noticed the concerned look on Alicia's face.
Alicia, don't worry. You'll come up with something, I'm sure. But Celia, I have nothing to give. What will the people think? What will they say?
Alicia, it doesn't matter what you give. As long as you give it from your heart, that's truly all that matters.
Was the one that the whole village had been waiting for. Noche Buena, Christmas Eve.
Late in the evening, just before midnight, families began walking to the plaza from all over town, parents carrying candles with children with their small homemade gifts.
Alicia's family joined the procession, but Alicia stepped back into the shadows, hoping that no one would notice her sadness.
She still had no gift. She had to figure something out, and quickly.
Thank you.
Alicia followed at the end of the procession of children, still without a gift to place beneath the tree at the plaza. In desperation, she grabbed a handful of green weeds growing nearby at the side of the path.
I must remember what Celia said. It's not the gift that matters, but that I'm giving from my heart with love.
She gathered the green stems together in her arms, covering them with her mantle.
The villagers watched Alicia walk quickly to join the other children. What was she hiding under her cloak?
She bowed her head as she walked, ashamed of her simple gift. She cried small tears, not realizing that as each tear fell on the weed she carried, a stem burst into a blaze of rich red color.
As Lisa opened her mantle to place her gift beneath the tree, the villagers gasped in awe as they caught sight of the bright red star-shaped plant that Alicia now cradled in her arms.
And as she gazed around the village, one by one, all of the weeds lining the street and in the distance also blossomed into a fire flower.
Certainly there had never been such an awe-inspiring sight as this, a special plant just for the Christmas season. It later became known as the poinsettia.
And as the bells rang out at midnight, Alicia and the villagers cried out in celebration,
¡Fiesta bueno! ¡Fiesta de Navidad!
Expression of thanks for all of the effort that went into bringing this absolute joy of children and music to us. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I would also like to give a big thank you to all the people who have helped to make this happen. It isn't a one-person deal here. Mark Blakely up in the sound booth. Let's give him a big hand. Mr. Paul Brown, who helped with all the decorations and many of you behind the scenes. Most especially to all of the parents and children who have participated. I just have to say that this summer I thought we are going to do a Christmas musical this year, and we have had few children, so I thought, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but we are going to do it. And somehow our prayers were answered, and all of these children who were here today have been such a joy to work with and to get to know. And thank you, everyone, for participating and having this joyous occasion for our holidays. So Merry Christmas to all, and thank you.
Please join us downstairs that we might continue this festive spirit. And may we go from this place giving the gifts from our hearts that we might please God and give to the world. Amen.
This has been Fiesta, the legend of the poinsettia, Christmas musical originally broadcast December 20th, 2015. Music director Linda Roseborough leads a large cast of youth members from our church and the greater Avon community in this engaging and spirited presentation celebrating the birth of Christ. You've been listening to the Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in the village of Avon. We hope that you have experienced the love of Jesus Christ during your time with us. We invite you to join us on the air weekly at 7:30 a.m. Sundays. Please visit us on the web at avonnyumc.org or call us at 226-8600. May God richly bless you.